Try a subscription to Gardener's World magazine for just $14.99 and find inspiration for your garden. You and a loved one can enjoy two-for-one entry to hundreds of gardens nationwide. Visit buysubscriptions.com/May24 to subscribe.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Looking to refresh your closet, home, or beauty routine this spring? Walmart's got all the stylish goods in one stop. From chic new looks and the latest makeup to quality furniture and tableware. Go to walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending for the hottest fashion, home, and beauty finds. Your style at Walmart.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Gardener's World magazine Sew Along series, the podcast that inspires you to grow more from seed.
Hello, I'm Miranda. And I'm the senior content creator for BBC Gardener's World magazine and a trained horticulturalist. I'm going to be sharing with you why I love growing pak choy. An experienced gardener will often advise you to only grow the veg you really want to eat. And this is sage advice, no herb pun intended. I have a sunny border in my back garden that I've made wider to accommodate for veg growing, with a cute little white picket fence, mostly to keep my dog and chickens off it all. I love to imagine this plot filling up with many various shapes and colours each year. I see trees of Brussels sprouts growing towards the sky, cauliflowers fluffy, cabbages green, strawberries sweeter. Oh, you get the idea. But while everything seems so possible and very plausible as I stand in front of the vast walls of gorgeous seed packets in the shops, calling out to me like jars of toffees and sherbets in an old-fashioned sweet shop. When it actually comes to growing, it can be far too ambitious to try and grow every little green thing mentioned in the Peter Rabbit books. Which brings us back to the advice of growing only what you'll actually eat. If you're short on space, time, or juggle lots of demands, doing less is usually more. It's horrid to watch everything suddenly bolt in summer. Every year I promise myself I'll rein in my ambition and care more for less. So how do you choose which veg to grow? Let's take it as a given you know which herbs will benefit your savoury meals, teas and desserts. Herbs are always worth growing and make pretty much everything taste better. So let's now instead consider our wide-ranging but humble veg. If you don't like cauliflower or cabbages, just don't bother growing these space-hungry veg. Look for the gourmet options, the ones you delight in finding in supermarkets or market days in town. Look for the ingredients that you're likely to use in a special meal for entertaining family and friends. Nothing tastes better than the words, "Oh, I'm so glad you like it. Why, yes, I did grow it myself. Plot to plate, 0 air miles." That's pride, not smugness, just in case you were wondering. This brings me to glorious pak choi, also known as bok choy to our friends across the pond. If you enjoy stir fries, delicate soups, broths, stews, mushrooms, fish, noodles, just to name a few companion ingredients, this is what I enjoy growing and actually eat. I'm not saying you shouldn't grow lettuce, but for example, pak choy is usually twice as expensive for the same quantity in the shops. Not always easy to find. Especially when you, and everyone else it seems, have been inspired by a certain celebrity chef recipe in a weekend supplement. Pak choy long white petiole isn't the most glamorous name. It's certainly no salvia hot lips, but it does describe exactly what you want in a good pak choy to grow. Now here's the science. The petiole is the stalk that attaches the leaf blade to the stem, and in pak choy, this is the lovely, tender and crunchy white bits that add texture to your dishes. You can sow these outdoors from February. Sow your seeds thinly and directly onto the raked soil. Make yourself drills first. These are basically straight lines in the ground. I lay my rake down and push it into prepared soil to quickly make these. You want the drills to be about 1.5 centimetres deep. Water and sow the seeds, pinching the soil back on top to cover over. If you're sowing several rows, leave about 40 centimetres between each. Thin out the weaker looking seedlings as they grow to leave about 25 centimetres between your remaining plants. To maximise harvest, sow just a few. Wait 2 or 3 weeks and sow some more. Keep repeating this, and you'll be able to avoid a glut of harvests at once, and instead have many more maturing at different times from April all the way towards the end of the year. If the weather starts looking cold, cover with a cloche or fleece to protect them. Harvest by cutting the plant off at soil level, trim the base if necessary, and give a thorough wash. Slice down the middle to steam or stir fry. Alternatively, I like to quarter the whole veg once prepared and fry in sesame oil with garlic and ginger. Such a tasty and healthy vegetable, and like all other veg, tastes best and most satisfyingly when it's fresh from the garden. So this spring, bring out the epicurean in you. Save some space for veg that you actually get excited about cooking with, and it will save you money. Do they do Michelin stars for gardens?
Thanks for listening to Sew Along, and we hope you're inspired to give seed sowing a go. Find out more about it at gardenersworld.com/podcast. Subscribe now to never miss an episode, and rate us in your podcast provider app. See you next time.